following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Wilson Wednesday. I have with me today two of the most fantastic guys in all of Refuge. They're right here.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Dave Taylor, high school.
Yes.
Noah Short, junior high guy. What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Not too much. Not too much.
Not too much. Good. Good.
Yeah. I mean, other than I was late getting to this meeting, so.
Right. Well, I wasn't going to mention that, but hey, that's all good.
Put it out there right away. So
I appreciate it. Okay. That's good.
Next to me a lot. Hey, what I thought we'd do just for a brief time today on Wilson Wednesdays is kind of talk about, I think to start off with, you being in high school, Dave, and you, Noah, junior high, what was this summer like for you guys?
So I'll take that one first. It was interesting. That's probably a really good word for it. As many parents, Jeff, you have children that are in both, right? And so as a parent of a junior higher and a high schooler, you know that it was a unique time just in general. So we did, or I should say, we tried to do everything we could to find opportunities to connect. Connection was just really was the name of the game, I guess you could say. Connecting, whether that be through a game outside of church, phone calls, FaceTime, texting, Instagram, whatever it would be. Connecting. And then for the summer, we made sure to have every single week our teaching on Wednesday nights. And then we also did what we called the social distance Olympics, which was just a fun time of hanging out. Some friendly competition.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, friendly, a capital F friendly. It was good. So we tried to make a huge emphasis on connecting.
Yeah. And yeah, you guys did a really good job of that, being a parent with kids. My kids wanted to go every week whenever, or jump on Zoom. Zoom was a little more difficult, I think, for everyone.
Yes.
It's like, no,
I was not a fan.
Zoom for a sec, because I know both of you guys used it. You've been using it for a while. Talk about Zoom.
Right. So at the beginning, Zoom wasn't horrible because it was like, hey, we found a way to connect. For me, it was really, really weird because I had gotten hired on as a junior high pastor during COVID. So I don't even know what the normality like of what that was supposed to look like at all. At the beginning, it was good. A lot of students were joining, but then as like it just gets really repetitive, really boring. Like trying to maintain a student's attention over Zoom, and then we started trying to do more like larger Bible studies and things like that, and then it was just like their attention span was going down, dwindling. People didn't want to come, and then when we started to come back just a little bit, like started having beach days and things like that, they seriously dropped off of Zoom because they're like,
yeah,
we're seeing you and in person, and it's so much better than talking over a screen. So yeah,
I appreciate you guys both doing that. I think that was one of the hardest things is when you get into youth ministry, you're like, I want to hang out with youth. I want to spend time investing in youth, and through a screen is just, it's so hard. But you guys both stood the test of time. Even if there was a couple kids on, you'd still do it. So I commend you both for that in wanting to connect through that. What's one of the things that God taught you about youth ministry in this season?
No, you want to take that one first, buddy?
Yeah, I'll take that one first. So about youth ministry specifically, I think there's a lot of self-reflection, first of all, on what it means to lead, but also trusting the Lord in that season. Because for me, there's a lot of unknowns going into a job. I've never been in that position of leadership before. And so the capability of feeling like, can I actually do this, and really surrendering that to the Lord was something that was shown to me, especially. It wasn't like everyone's looking up to you now and like, yeah, you're a leader and you have all of this on you. But in reality, it wasn't all on me. There was a lot that God kind of led me, taught me, took for me even when I was in that process of learning, still in that process of learning. So I think really learning that one of the biggest requirements when it comes to teaching or leading a youth group is really trusting the Lord, really putting your faith in him, especially in a season when there's a lot of unknowns and we don't have a solidified path. There's 18 different paths we could go here in this season. And so trust and faith are just a huge theme in the end.
That's good. That's good. Dave, what about you?
the Lord had to do a lot in my heart, in my mind, almost reprogramming what I thought it meant to be a pastor, a youth pastor. When we're able to meet every week and you've got kids and students and they're coming and you can talk, connection for some people is fairly easy in that context. And at that point, they're sitting in front of you. When that was taken away, and even before we could meet in person, and it was strictly, like you said, on Zoom, there were a lot of different things where I'm like, God, the way we used to do it, it's not like it's not working. It's, we just don't have access to doing it that way anymore. And so, it was a unique time, not just in youth ministry, it was a unique time at Refuge, as we were all in church, literally, as we're all just kind of going like, God, what would you have us to do? I can't go and reference and go, hey, I'm going to check out this book on church history and see the last time COVID hit, you know? And it's like, it was so unique and so new. And so literally, as I talked about connecting, I think it's a word we throw around a lot, or a phrase we throw around a lot at Refuge, but it's because we're really about that. You know what I mean? And it was so important. We talked about as a staff of phone calls, calling some students or meeting up with them when we were able to, even if it was like I'm driving and I'm outside their house, in my car still, honoring social distancing. And so for me, it was like, how do I pastor when I can't lead a Bible study in the way that I did before? And what can I do to connect kids still? And just like Noah said, it was just a relearning. I wish I could say it was like, I learned it once and I'm good, but it was a daily reminder of like, the Lord has to do this. God, you are sustaining, and it is my job to trust you. So that was one of the huge things that he showed me.
I hear both of you guys saying it. There were, and like you said, Dave, it's been the church wide. There's so many unknowns, and are people who haven't been back, or kids who haven't been back, going to come back? And what if they don't, and how do we reach out to them? And,
right.
And if, you know, if there's, you know, we still have a huge element at Refuge, and I assume some, you have some high schoolers who haven't been back yet. They're still trying to figure out where they stand. And that's, and we've always been talked about on staff, patience, patience, patience. We're not trying to force kids back. We're not trying to force people back. But then that still leaves a lot of question marks and unknowns. And I think Noah, you said it, is just trusting God. God, you're going to lead us as a high school youth ministry, as a junior high youth ministry. You guys, I know both of you guys are leaders. Like, you're trying to figure out, who are my leaders and when do they come back? And
yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of big question marks in this season. I think God's taught us a lot of stuff. So let's talk about coming back and what that looked like this last week for you guys. You guys have been meeting out in the back parking lot and outside, social distancing. And this last week, you guys, we came back inside. And just talk a little bit about what that was like.
So first off, I want to say this has been an ongoing conversation amongst, all of the pastors, but
very long,
definitely within the RFM, Refuge Family Ministries group of pastors. And one of the biggest things that we kept going over in our minds was, how can we do this in a safe way? And how can we do this with complete integrity? Like, we don't want to be a church. We don't want to be leaders that say, hey, we're going to do this, and we're really just saying that to appease people, and we're just going to kind of do what we want to do. Like, we want to be as far away from that as we possibly can. And we want to just not just be people of integrity, but we also want to model integrity for our students, you know, and for the leaders and the parents, you know? Yeah. And so we made sure, we've been praying about it, and we feel like, or we felt like as of last week, we were finally at a spot where it's like, we can do this safely. We can do it with integrity. We can follow the guidelines. We could be above reproach, which is just really big to us. I think it's big to us here at Refuge as well. And so it was an amazing time. We had the students, both junior high and high school, meet out. We only had one youth service at 9 o'clock, and we had them stay out in the main service for worship because we didn't want the big, which was awesome. Yeah, we also didn't want all of them congregating in one place inside because that could go against the guidelines. And so right after worship, Alan, who was hosting, just dismissed them. Masks on in the church while walking through the church. This is all detailed in our emails that we've sent to parents and conversations we've had. And then they went to their respective areas, junior high to junior high, high school to high school. And we had chairs and or couches, like the different seating areas already marked out, socially distanced, tape on the floor, saying, do not move these chairs. The only people that were sitting next to each other were family members. And it was really, really good. No, well, I mean,
it was awkward. I'm gonna start with that, actually. When I walked into the room, all of my junior hires are sitting down in social distance chairs, and they're all looking at me, just blank stares, just like, what are we doing? What happens next? David had an even more unique experience where students just started laughing uncontrollably because they're just like, there was just this fog in the air of just tension. And nobody, it was weird. And so the first actual like 20 minutes of my message wasn't my message. It was like, I need to have some serious conversations. We're just going to talk. We're going to have fun. We're going to, like, this was the first time I had my students in person in the junior high room ever. Like,
that's crazy.
That was the first time I've ever taught in the junior high room as the junior high pastor. So it was like, for me, it was weird too. I'm just trying to figure out like, okay, this is happening. This is weird. Here we go. And all the kids are just like, what's going to happen? We can't talk. We can't move. What's going on? But afterward, once that tension was cut, it was a really sweet time where the students were able to laugh, talk, and feel like, okay, we're actually coming back. And that's a great thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I was sitting on. Let me totally hit on what Noah just said. Two students in general, and I love these people. I love all these students, but these two in particular, they came and they were uncomfortable. And it's like, this is what it was tripping me out. I get in that room and I'm like, the last time I had my students in that high school room was over 8 months ago. That blows my mind. That is nuts. Yeah. You know? And so they're sitting down in the room and I get up there. I'm like, guys, this is so good to be back. I'm all excited. And I look and it's like, they didn't know what to do at first because it's like, this is a situation that we haven't been in a while. And so I, you know, kind of called it out and was like, this is a little bit awkward, huh? And it released a little bit of tension. They all laughed and kind of like Noah did. We talked for a little bit and then we got into the message, but it was an awesome time.
When I walked in there and saw them, they're all, like you said, there's tape on the floor. It's all social distance. And I felt like, wow, this is kind of weird. It feels weird to have them like the friends kind of like spread out from each other. But I think that's one of those things where, man, you guys will probably grow into that. The youth are going to love that more and more. Definitely be memorable for so long.
Being out in the room. Yes.
And Noah starting for the first time in his room.
it was trippy. It was fun though. I had a great time. It was exciting.
I know both you guys worked hard and you had some volunteers work hard to get the rooms ready for the kids too. That was cool. Mm. See, got a new little, Noah, what do we got in there in the family room?
We just installed in one of the corners, a new cabinetry and a countertop for a snack bar. There's going to be a snack shop for the students so they can come and buy snacks before or after service. And we just had a bunch of new chairs and decorations for that room to really kind of pull it together, which is super awesome because it looks so great.
So that middle room is we call it the family room. That's kind of the place where high school and junior hires can hang out before service. Probably not during the COVID era. Probably
not during COVID right now.
Move after that. But it's a place where kids can kind of have a little home away from home, which is really cool. Well, you guys have done a great job in this season holding it together with the high school and junior hires. I feel like there has been some growth, which has been kind of cool to see. Spiritual and I think a little bit numbers-wise too, you guys have offered a home for a confusing time for high schoolers and junior hires. And it's cool because my kids love going. So I appreciate that. I want them to want to go to church. And I feel like all three, Jackson, 5th and 6th, they all want to go. They all want to be there. In fact, the other night, one of them had practice and she's like, I want to go to church. I don't want to go to practice, which I'm like, yes.
Awesome. For the church, not because you didn't want to go to the practice. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe a little both.
Right. A little. Anyways, let me pray for you guys and we'll close our time off. Lord, thanks for these two guys. And thanks for all the Refuge family ministries, from Jonathan to the team that works in Nikki, works in Next Step, and Noah and Dave and Chase, and the way that we have a common vision to see all of our students and children grow up in knowing you and being discipled in you. And thanks for the people that you've brought to that team, those volunteers that stand behind each one of those people. Lord, would you continue to give us wisdom and direction and focus this season and the season to come on how best to disciple and raise up people, young people, to love you. So Lord, we thank you so much for that opportunity that you give us to be in that role and that position. Thank you for your presence in this season. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, you guys. Amen.
Awesome. No, thank you, bro.
I'll probably see you soon, sometime soon.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks for joining us on Wilson Wednesdays.
Bye, guys.
Farewell.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.